I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Crazy youngsters, and welcome to Here Comes Quizzem, the chart music pub quiz. I'm your host, Al Needham, no one else with me, doing this alone, and yeah, what's it in aid of? Well, when I'm not presenting chart music, which is the greatest podcast in the world about old episodes of Top of the Pops, I spend four nights a week in Nottingham doing pub quizzes. And just like you, I've been sat at home scratching me whatevers and wondering what to do with myself. And I thought, you know what, why not mash the two concerns of my life together? So here it is. This is a pilot. It's something mainly for the Pop Craze Patreons who are keeping us afloat at the moment. But it will be available later on to the general public. So, pub quiz. 42 questions, 7 rounds. Pretty random, but it's a music quiz. There's no prizes, so I don't give a toss if you cheat or not. This is just for bragging rights. It's pre-recorded, so you can pause it whenever you want. And it is probably going to be rough as arseholes. So, first thing you need to do is to hop back on that page where you got this from. And there will be an answer sheet and a picture round to download. And round number one is going to be your picture round. All you got to do is tell me what year those episodes of Top of the Pops were broadcasted, I don't know, and I don't care either. You get a full point for the right year. If you get a year either side, you get half a point. So go off and do some downloading. If you can print them out, brilliant. If not, get a bit of paper and a pen and, you know, busk it, really. Just to let you know, we're all good here in chart music world. I'm pissing this out of my arse because all I do is sit and work at them anyway. Taylor's all good, Neil's all good, Sarah's all good, David's all good, Simon's all good. You will be hearing from them soon. We're going to try and do a bit more bonusy stuff for the Pop Craze Patreons. So, yeah, sit tight and listen keenly.
As I close the garden gate, all was really a mistake. Suitcase in each hand. Taxi should have been there. He said he was on the way. I thought if he don't hurry up, he'll miss me on a day. Finally he turned up and I told him what I thought. Then to my surprise he said, Sonic, you can walk. I had to show a bit of leg because time was running out. Then a geezer stopped and said, Off it, I can take you out to Luton Airport.
Ooh, one more thing. We're going to try and do this in sort of real time. So there'll be gaps between the rounds. So you can go out and go to the fridge or whatever you need to do. So, yeah, let's just shut our eyes and imagine we're in the pub We are mates with beer. And there's that team you don't like on the other table. You know, the ones that go out for fag breaks and check their phones a bit too much. Everything's fine. It's okay. See you in a bit. Right, and we're 2 minutes away from round number two of Here Comes Quizzem. We had our little romance, we had our little fling. 2 weeks in Majorca and he wants to buy a ring. Then I thought he left me at the airport on my own. But it turns out he's the captain on the plane that's going out to Luton Airport. Right, and get your pens ready and your sheets out. We're going to move into round number two of Here Comes Quizzem. Round number two is called On This Week in History. 5 questions about stuff that went off in music history this week, or sort of this week. This week for the Pop Craze Patreons, last week for the people who aren't. So, question number 6. Which Jam single was single of the fortnight in Smash Hits on This Week in 1980? Which Jam single was single of the fortnight in Smash Hits on This Week in 1980? Question number 7. Which American solo artist dedicated his Oscar to Nelson Mandela and was subsequently banned from South African radio on This Week in 1985? Question number 7. Which American solo artist dedicated his Oscar to Nelson Mandela and was subsequently banned from South African radio on This Week in 1985? Question number 8. Which Kraftwerk LP was released on This Week in 1977? Which Kraftwerk LP was released on This Week in 1977? We'll be right back. Question number 9. Within 1 year either side, in which year did Beatles records officially go on sale in the USSR on This Week in History? Question number 9. Within 1 year either side, in which year did Beatles records officially go on sale in the USSR on This Week in History? Question number 10. Which country won the Eurovision Song Contest on This Week in 1979? Which country won the Eurovision Song Contest on This Week in 1979? And your next question is your bonus one. Your bonus one question on the bottom left-hand corner of your sheet. Which group, who had 4 top 40 hits in the 80s, represented Great Britain in the 1979 Eurovision Song Contest? Which group, who had 4 top 40 hits in the 1980s, represented Great Britain in the 1979 Eurovision Song Contest? You will blast off tonight. And that, Pop Craze Youngsters, is the end of round number 2. Right, and let's not fanny about. Let's get stuck into round number 3 of Here Comes Quizzem. Round number 3 is your top 10 round. Now, here are the rules for the top 10 round. Every time I do a quiz normally, I bring a top 10 list with me. Could be anything. I'm going to give you the subject. You have to write down 5 things that you think are going to be in that top 10. For every one of your 5 answers that is in the top 10, you get a point. But if you get the top 5 in any particular order, you get a bonus of 2 points. So just want 5 answers in your round number 3 box, please. Okay, this week's subject is the top 10 bands in the Smash Hits Readers poll of 1982, which was published on December the 23rd of that year. The top 10 bands in the Smash Hits Readers poll of 1982, which was published on December 23rd of that year. 5 answers in your round number 3 box, please. For every one of your 5 answers that's in the top 10, you get a point. But if you get the top 5 in any particular order, you get a bonus of 2 points. So this week's top 10 then is the top 10 bands in the Smash Hits Readers poll of 1982, which was published on December the 23rd of that year. I'll give you a couple more minutes. Have a good think. He's And that is the end of round number three. Doesn't have to be a course. You can argue the toss about that one all night if you wish. How'd you get on with that? Fucking hell, that's a tricky one, that is. Right, and let's get stuck into round number four of Here Comes Quizzem. Round number four is called Television Theme Tunes Played Backwards. Oh, yes. I've got five television theme tunes here. I'm going to play them back to back to back to back to back backwards. Your job is to tell me what they are if I were to play them forwards, which I will do at the end of the quiz. Sort of vaguely pop music related. They're definitely chart music related, let's put it that way. So, get your tabs up and here comes question number 16. What is this? Question number 17. Question number 18. Question number 19. And question number 20. How'd you get on with them? Do you want to hear them again? Do you want clues? All right, and here we go. Question number 16, ITV, 70s and 80s. ¶¶ Question number 17, BBC early 80s. Question number 18, BBC 2, late 70s through to the mid 80s. Question number 19, ITV, the Aventis. And question number 20, BBC One, late 70s. Right, and that's the end of round number four. It's also the end of the first half of the quiz. We're going to have a short break, about 10 minutes or so. So, you know, make yourself a cup of tea, get yourself a can, go outside, sort your kids out, stop mithering, and I'll see you in a bit. Until then, sit back and listen to the sound of Young Belgium.
Bye.
Right, while we're having this interlude, just want to put out a bit of a request. Spoke to my metal brother, Chris Needham, the other day. He's all good. The problem is that his recording studio is broken and he can't get it fixed. So if just on the off chance that anybody has got a Boss digital recording studio, BR1600, they don't want or want to sell cheap, get in touch with me at chartmusicpodcast@gmail.com. Let's help the brother out. All right, then, pop craze youngsters, pick your pens up. It's time to get stuck into round number five of Here Comes Quizem.
Rule of three.
We're people who make funny stuff.
Talk about something funny that they love.
Because I remember as a kid thinking that's a really good old-fashioned gag, but it's also nasty.
The actual VHS, this is clearly sufficiently important to me that this went to House Moves as well.
There is that joy and that slight fear as well about who's going to say what.
Everything from Airplane to Bottom.
From When Harry Met Sally to The Muppets.
Trying is good, aiming high is good, being ridiculous and not being afraid of failure is good.
I think that joke is so fucking funny.
Again, I just think this is hysterical. It's beautiful stuff.
Rule of three from Great Big Owl.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Round number five is called My Nonna on a Bon Tempe Organ. It's about time the pop craze youngsters were introduced to My Nonna. She's a bit of a legend on the Nottingham pub quiz scene. Once again, she's sat down at her organ in the Meadows and she's mashed out five tunes just for you. You get half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. So, question number 21. What's this? Who did it originally? Come on, Nonna, show them what you got. Question number 22. Half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Name of the tune.
Mm-hmm.
And question number 25. Half a point for the name of the band or artist. Half a point for the name of the tune. Wheel back and come forward. Question number 21. To play an instrument that fast. Question number 22. Number 23. Special request for the man like Simon Price. Question number 24. Number 25. And that is the end of round number 5, Pop Craze Youngsters. Thank you, Nana. Right, and let's get straight into round number 6. Round number 6 is called the Lucky Bag of Randomness. It's your potluck round. Question number 26. Who is the tallest one in OMD? Andy McCluskey or Paul Humphries? Who is the tallest one in OMD? Andy McCluskey or Paul Humphries? Question number 27. Which Radio 1 DJ introduced a bunch of Wallys on Top of the Pops in a 1985 episode of Only Fools and Horses? Which Radio 1 DJ introduced a bunch of Wallys on Top of the Pops in a 1985 episode of Only Fools and Horses? Question number 28. What colour is Michael Jackson's shirt on the cover of the Thriller LP? What colour is Michael Jackson's shirt on the cover of the Thriller LP? Question number 29. Who sang the opening line on the 1989 version of Do They Know It's Christmas? Who sang the opening line on the 1989 version of Do They Know It's Christmas? Question number 30. Which British lead singer of the 80s played the title role in Radio 2's broadcast of Jesus Christ Superstar in 1996? Which British lead singer of the 80s played the title role in Radio 2's broadcast of Jesus Christ Superstar in 1996? And your next question is your bonus two. Your bonus two question on the bottom right-hand corner of your sheet. Which British lead singer of the 60s and 70s played Judas in the same production? Which British lead singer of the 60s and 70s played Judas in the same production? So question number 30. Which British lead singer of the 80s played the title role in Radio 2's broadcast of Jesus Christ Superstar in 1996? And your bonus two on the bottom right-hand corner of your sheet, which British lead singer of the 60s and 70s played Judas in the same production? And that is the end of round number six. Time flies when you're having quiz, don't it, Pop Craze youngsters? We're now at round number seven of Here Comes Quiz'em. And for the final round, we're going back to the archives for one of the all-time classics. Oh, yes, one of the classics from the Radio 1 Roadshow. I can't do how many miles Smiley Miley's travelled this day because he's stuck in his arse as well if he's still alive. But we are going to play bits and pieces. 10 tunes, one after the other, dead fast. Half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the tune. I'm going to play this three times, so get ready. Here we go. But we're going to play him again. Thank you. And let's hear it one more time. And that, Pop Craze Youngsters, is the end of round number 7 and the end of Here Comes Quizzem. Come and join me in about 5 minutes' time and I'll give you all the answers you need. Pop Craze Youngsters, we're a couple of minutes away from the answers, but before that, just in case anybody's listening to this they've never come across us before, we are Chart Music. We're the podcast that gets its hand right down the back of the sofa on a random episode of Top of the Pops. I'm usually here with a couple of people who used to write for Melody Maker in the 90s, and they include Sarah B, David Stubbs, Taylor Parks, Neil Kulkarni and Simon Price. We've got 49 episodes where we dissect an episode of Top of the Pops in excruciating detail. And if you've got nothing else to do at the moment, and let's face it, you haven't, why not cock a tab towards it? We're available at chart-music.co.uk, or you can download and listen to us on wherever you normally listen to your podcasts. It's mint and it's skill, trust me. Yeah. All right then, Podcraze youngsters, it's time for some answers. Round number one, your picture round. What year were those Top of the Popses broadcast? Don't forget, you get a full point for the year. Bang on the button. If you get it a year either side, you get half a point. So, question number one. DLT and Cliff share a joke. Came from September the 4th, 1980. Question number two. Peter Powell, April the 12th, 1979. Question number three. Simon Bates has an orgasm live on television, November the 8th, 1984. Question number four. Tony Blackburn, April the 29th, 1971. And question number five, Gary Davis trying to go about his business while some lad does an Ian Brown face. That came from April the 4th, 1991. Round number two, on This Week in History. Question number six, which Jam single was single of the fortnight in smash hits on This Week in 1980? Going Underground. Question number seven. Which American solo artist dedicated his Oscar to Nelson Mandela and was subsequently banned from South African radio on This Week in 1985? Stevie Wonder. Question number eight. Which Kraftwerk LP was released on This Week in 1977? Trans Europe Express. That's right. Question number nine. Within 1 year either side, in which year did Beatles records officially go on sale in the USSR on This Week in History? It was on This Week in 1986. So anything between 85 and 87 got you the point there. Question number 10. Which country won the Eurovision Song Contest on This Week in 1979? The winning song was Hallelujah by Milk and Honey, representing Israel. And your bonus one. Which group, who had four top 40 hits in the 80s, represented Great Britain in the 1979 Eurovision Song Contest? Black Lace. Round number three, your top 10 round. The top 10 bands in the Smash Hits Readers Poll of 1982, which was published on December the 23rd of that year, in reverse order. Number 10, Dexys Midnight Runners. Number 9, Soft Cell. Number 8, Ultravox. Number 7, Spandau Ballet. That's right. Number 6, ABC. Anybody sweating on the top 5? Number 5, Madness. Number 4, Haircut 100. Number 3, The Jam. Number 2, Japan. And number one, Duran Duran. Ooh, of course it was. Fucking Stuff Girls Like. Ooh. Round number four, television theme tunes played backwards. Let's have a tabble. Question number 16. Weekend World. Question number 17. Oh, we all got this one, didn't we? Fame. Question number 18. This one's for Neil Kulkarni. Question place number 19. The Professionals. Got 5 out of 5 there. Bit too easy, I thought, but you know, gotta put the tip in gently, Anta. Round number 5, my Nono on a Bon Tempi organ. Let's hear it again, Nono. Question number 21, Mickey by Tony Basil. Question number 22, Zoom by Fat Larry's Band. Question number 23, She's Just a Gummy Woman, Devil Woman, Cliff Richard. Number 24, Mike Bryant by The Clash. And question number 25. By Snow. A licky bum bum, Dan. Thank you, Nono. Round number 6. Lucky bag of randomness. Question number 26. Who is the tallest one in OMD? Andy McCluskey. Question number 27. Which Radio 1 DJ introduced a bunch of Wallies on Top of the Pops in a 1985 episode of Only Fools and Horses? Mike Reed. Question number 28. What colour is Michael Jackson's shirt on the cover of the Thriller LP? It is black. Yes, black is a colour. Thank you. Shut up. Question number 29. Who sang the opening line on the 1989 version of Do They Know It's Christmas? Kylie Minogue. Question number 30. Which British lead singer of the 80s played the title role in Radio 2's broadcast of Jesus Christ Superstar in 1996? Tony Adler, How to Spend Our Ballet. And your bonus 2. Which British lead singer of the 60s and 70s played Judas in the same production? Roger Daltrey. Whoa. Watch your back, Jesus. And your final round, round number 7. Bits and pieces. Take it away, Dave Clark. I'm the pieces, bits and pieces. Question number 31. I Wanna Be Free by Toya. Question number 32. Finish What You Started by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Question number 33, Urshan Boys, Sham 69. Question number 34, Love on Your Side, The Thompson Twins. Question number 35, CC's Your Swee and Rockstar by Bill Wyman. Question number 36, I Would Die for You by Prince. Question number 37, Some Girls by Racer. Question number 38, 3 Minute Hero by The Selector. Question number 39, Devotion by Nomad. And question number 40, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty by Joy Sarnie. And that, Pop Craze Youngsters, is the end of Here Comes Quizzem. How'd you do? I reckon if you got more than 30, you've done well, so give yourself a meaty pat on the back if you have. Shall we do this again? Sod it, yeah, why not? Every Thursday night for the Pop Craze Patreons, and then 3 days later, everyone else gets it. On behalf of everyone else at Chart Music, just want to say hope you're well, hope you're keeping safe, hope you're keeping away from each other, hope you're not being a bell end and going down to the beach or any of that, and yeah, we'll see you soon. Oh, and if you just joined us and you don't know what Chart Music really is, you're advised to go to www.chart-music.co.uk. Reach us on facebook.com/chartmusicpodcast. Get us on Twitter at chartmusictotp. And if you want this earlier and all the other bonusy stuff we do, get yourself over to patreon.com/chartmusic and put a little tip in our G-string. My name's Al Needham. See you soon. Stay safe. Stay clean. But above all, stay pop crazed.
Mr. and Mrs. Be nice to each other. Mr. and Mrs. You gotta love one another. Think of the future.
Music.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont. I do Crime Club. In Series 1, I spoke to people like this.
Did you not kick a policeman in the head?
Yeah, that was... When was that? I was 17. Wait, was I 17 or 19? I think it might have been 19, actually.
In Series 2, I talked to people like this.
There was a paedophile with one leg. I kicked him clean out of his wheelchair. About four of us... I mean, we battered him.
And this.
Cheated on your boyfriend to give him gonorrhea? Do you want to go there, or would you rather not?
Yeah, no, I could talk about it.
I have jingles like this.
Crime Club.
That's Crime Club, where strange people tell stories involving bad behaviour. New episodes out every Monday.